Chapter 12. The World of Psychology. Unit 24. Remember this.
There are three primary types of memory. These are sensory memory, short-term memory, and long-term memory. Sensory memory takes place very quickly when a person looks at an object and recognizes it. The object can then be recalled. Experiments suggest that a person is able to recall about 12 objects at a time through sensory memory. The mind has another way to support sensory memory, however. People have an additional type of visual memory called iconic memory. This type of memory works like a camera taking a picture. It fills in the visual details not provided by the quick information collected by sensory memory. After information is obtained through sensory memory, it can be transferred to short-term memory. Experiments have been conducted in which letters or numbers are presented to a subject in sequence. Results suggest most people can recall about 4 or 5 objects in sequence with short-term memory. The term working memory is used to refer to practical uses of short-term memory for various mental tasks. Short-term memory in general is defined in terms of how long memories are held. Working memory is defined more in terms of purpose. The length of time memories are held in long-term memory can range from a few seconds to many years. Long-term memory is influenced by the natural forgetting process. Therefore, a person may need to practice linking information in meaningful ways in order to make a memory last. Short-term memory can move into long-term memory by a process called long-term potentiation. This involves changes in the structure of neurons. Sleep can also assist in securing long-term memories from short-term ones. For this reason, a good night's rest can be useful for students the night before taking an exam. A variety of factors are known to impair memory. Alzheimer's disease is the most commonly recognized problem of this type. It is characterized by a progressive loss of mental functioning. Over time, it results in an impaired ability to carry out daily living activities. Drugs and some types of medicine can also impair memory. In such cases, however, the loss is generally temporary. The ability to recall long-term memories and the ability to use one's working memory have both been found to decline naturally with age. Studies show that episodic memory, or the recalling of events, is more likely to be impaired as a person ages than is procedural memory. The memory of vocabulary can actually improve with age if a person reads regularly. Because the aging population is increasing, psychologists continue to search for techniques to improve the memory of aging clients. One common technique is the use of mnemonic devices. This involves creating associations between the information to be remembered and other more familiar information. Simple mnemonic devices are often used by students to recall information for school tests. These methods are based on the idea that the mind is more likely to remember meaningful information than meaningless information. Other than using techniques to improve memory, regular mental exercise is important. In the same way physical exercise keeps the body fit, mental exercise can also be helpful in maintaining memory function. For example, simple puzzles are excellent exercise for one's mind. More recently, a variety of computer exercises have been developed that claim to improve memory. Such programs have become popular among the elderly. However, further research is needed to find out if they are truly effective. Not all memory-enhancing suggestions are purely mental in nature. Diet has also been suggested as a means to improve memory. A diet rich in foods like fruits and vegetables is recommended to keep one's body and mind healthy.